Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Elohim Speaks Sunday. We're here coming to you live out of Philadelphia. And naturally, we always start our show off with the most important topic of them all. We're talking about love. Remember, I'm not going to do the whole love episode today. We have a totally different subject coming on, but the topic for today is what type of political system are you raising your family under? Well, we're going to talk about love just for a second, because once we remind you that love is an act to make others feel good. If you're going to commit an act and it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. The love that we deal with in our culture comes from the system of reap what you sow, okay? That's the culture under which we, in our DNA, it's a natural culture for us. Reap what you sow. What you put out, you want to get back, okay? What you do comes back to you, okay? They say for each and every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Well, that's true, okay? You can do good comes back, but then there's that greed, jealous, and envy lurking around the corner, which comes back at you at the same time, okay? So that's the equal and opposite reaction, right? Now, like I said, we're not going to do the whole thing about love, because we've got a very interesting topic today, because we wonder why we're getting our butt kicked politically. They are raising their children under political systems, and we're just raising our children. There's a big difference, okay? Now, if you want to know more about love, you can go into our archives and check out one of the shows that we did particularly about love, you know, what it is and how we, why we're not getting along and why we're not staying together as long as we should be as a couple. Churches, religious groups, non-religious groups, all of them have the same problem about staying together because we absolutely don't know how to love each other. Some of us fall upon it accidentally, and it works for 20, 30 years, you know what I mean? But most of us are in relationships are absolutely miserable, trying to figure out how in the world can I get out of this thing, you know? So just remember that love is an act to make others feel good. If you only commit acts that make the other person feel good, then your love will last for quite a long time, okay? Especially if they reciprocate. Now, if they don't reciprocate, then you got a problem. So you got to tell them what love is. Not only tell them, but you got to, you know, live love by example, and it makes a big difference, okay? Now, on to the topic of the day. What an interesting topic. What political system are you raising your family under? Now, we might wonder, why are we getting our butt beat so much in a political arena? Because your children don't know nothing about politics. You send your children to the school while, you know, most of us don't have a whole lot of time, but the thought process is not in our minds as to this household that I live in is going to be a certain type of household. And if I raise my children under this political condition, then they will begin to understand politics, because they're learning about politics all their lives, because you're raising them under the type of system that you want them to be able to be a part of. And at least they will begin to learn a system, because you're teaching them a system. Other than that, you're thrown to the wolves. Think about the system that you were raised under. You weren't raised under no system. You went to church, you talked about this, you talked about Jesus and the Bible. There are systems in the Bible that you could have been raised under or taught about, but you weren't taught about them as systems. We talk about the king and queen system. We talk about the system before they were king and queen, when we were spiritual, godly people, and how we ruled each other, or how we worked with each other to create great empires. Okay, but you don't talk about them as a system. You mention the history and the story of it, but you don't get into the root of how they became as powerful and as great as they were, okay? Now, what I'd like to do at this particular time is go through some of these systems that we're talking about. So at least you have an idea of what type of systems that there are out there that you can actually put your children or your family members under the system that you like. I'm not endorsing one system over the other at this particular time, but I just want to give you a heads up as to what type of systems that are out there. So I'm going to run down this list. This will be the first time I've done this because we assume that we know these things. We assume that we understand this stuff, and we assume that this is something that everybody's just down with, you know, but they're actually not. Most people don't really study the system. They're just trying to go to school to find work to get a job, not to become a job maker, think about that, but they go to work to get a job, you know, that they don't entertain what's actually governing and ruling their lives, okay? Now, the first system that we talk about is dictatorship. That's a ruler or tyrant with absolute power. That's a person, when they say something, what it is if you disagree with them, you know, check Korea and some of the other countries that are running under dictatorships, they will cut your head off. They will take you out and put you on the fire squad if you disagree or talk about that dictatorship. That's the queen. If you just mention getting rid of the queen, that's tyranny, they lock you up, throw you in jail, you know. So the dictators are out there, okay? Then you have a patriarch. That's a father or head of a tribe, a man of great age and dignity, okay? So we had patriarch system has been in existence for a minute. Actually, the patriarch system, when you think about it, was in existence before the matriarch system came along. Women got tired of men ruling them. They kicked the men to the curb and took over. And then the men got tired of women ruling them. They kicked the women to the curb and took over. Well, the last one was the one that happened last, where the men got tired of females bossing them around, so they kicked the women to the curb. And if you think about it, the women are having trouble getting back in power today, you know? I mean, women, right, black, green, I mean, they just got the right to vote the other day. I mean, just think about it. The white men rulers didn't even let their own wives vote. To think about it. Because, sisters, I tell you, when you were ruling, you ruled us kind of bad. You treated us kind of bad. We treated you kind of bad. It's just that's how this dictatorship kind of thing works, you know? When one group has total power over another group, the abuse of power seems to follow. You know what I mean? And so we want you to think about that when you're dealing with the patriarch system. Now, the next system is the matriarch system. We just mentioned it. A woman ruler of a family, and highly respected of the females. We've been through both of those, and both of them left a bad taste in our mouth. Now, right now, women are saying, hey, man, we're getting tired of these guys ruling us again. Now, here they go again. We want our power back. We want to become congressmen, citizens. We're getting tired of you telling us what to do all the time because you guys are ruling the world badly. Since the matriarch system took over, oh, man, we can count at least 400,000 people that have been died in wars and basically just in wars. We ain't talking about the famine and other stuff that naturally occurs. We're just talking about wars, okay? So you really think about the patriarch system and the matriarch system when you're dealing with raising your family and what system that you're going to raise your family under. Aquinas is kept. Most of us, most of the system lean towards the matriarch system because of the Bible, okay? But Revelation, I sure when you call Jesus Christ, he flipped that thing around. He said, no male, no Greek, no female, no guy. Everybody's going to be free. And there'll be nobody ruling in charge of one another in the last days. So we'll see how that's going to work out. Okay, now, number four, we got socialism. That's a system of ownership of the means of production and distribution by society rather than an individual. Okay, now we got some socialism out there now, socialist minded people out there right now. It's like you got a couple of people, Bernie Sanders, socialist, dealing with social government. Now, the sister I'm slaying, I don't remember her name, Spanish sister that's running for office now, She's running on a socialist agenda, okay? Now, most of us don't know what socialism is. Let me run it by you again. A system of ownership of the means of production and distribution by society rather than an individual, okay? So this that's a very interesting concept and way to live. Now, we have socialism, and we still put these guys, or the other was guys, well, no females, none or nothing, we still have socialism, and the guys abused the power, and they screwed that up as well. So people ran away from socialism. Now we have communism. That's a theory of common ownership of the people, okay? Here we go again. Communism would have worked just fine, but that knucklehead guy up there running everything, and they became an abuse of power. The problem with power is that people tend to abuse it. If they utilize power properly, all of these systems that I'm talking about are beautiful systems. They would work just fine if the abuse of power didn't take place, and that's what's been going on because we have been functioning outside of our natural culture, which is what you sow. You don't do things to people knowing that it's going to come back at you. And that's what's been going on. Systems of government have been rising and falling for thousands of years. And it's not going to be any different with this system that we're under right now. This is a great system. It will run perfectly if, to put that if in there, if the abuse and corruption didn't take place, and boy, are we under our corruption taking place right now. Okay, now brings us to the next system that we don't know that much about because they're not telling you that much about it because some things they really don't want you to know. We're talking about anarchism. Well, we think of anarchism, we think, oh, man, people just going wild and going crazy. Well, no, that's not what anarchism is. The theory that all forms of government interfere with individual liberty and injustice. And so far, that is what's been happening. The liberty and justice has been usurped from you by all forms of government. Now, quiet as a cat, they talk about anarchism where they don't have a form of government, but you can't have a group of people, okay? Well, I'm not going to use the word can't because I know who we are. And we can develop something that can do whatever we want it to do. God is an amazing. God is an amazing guy. I'm talking about that person you see in the mirror every day. Well, we ain't going to go there right now. We're talking about anarchism. The theory that all forms of government interfere with the individual liberty unjustly, that's what's been happening. Check around the world. Go back through your history. Look at the systems that you were under. Look at the great dynasties. A dynasty is a family rule for a generation. That's a dynasty, okay? We have some great dynasties because the families are doing pretty good under the culture of the what you saw. Once we came out of that culture, I don't care what system you get under, it's going to be turned up, okay? So, but I'm saying when you have a group of people together, you have to have some kind of rules. And when you have rules, that's a form of government. So once you make up these rules, everything depends on who's making up the rules and who's enforcing the rules. You can't come out the rule of law. But I'd like to apologize to quite a few people because all my texts didn't get out again today. I don't know what the problem is with this texting thing, you know? I don't know if it's Big Brother or it's just me, you know? If it's me, I can fix it. If Big Brother, well, since I'm not a hacker, I don't know. I'm learning coding, but I'm just a baby coder, so I can barely set up my website. Okay. But my text is about going through like this first year, okay? So I saw that if you didn't get a text, I see so many numbers on the line of people that didn't get a text. But they're here anyway. You guys are here. Okay? Now, let's talk about a republic. We just talked about anarchism. Now let's talk about a republic. It's a state of government headed by a president in which people is exercised by officials elected by vote. It doesn't sound right. But I guess it is right. A republic. This is what you're under right now. Don't get it twisted. You are not in a democracy, okay? Because as long as the Electoral College is there, this is a republic. And it was intended to be a republic all along. But it tends to be no democracy. When you go to school, they got you playing I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands. Don't say to the democracy for which it stands. To the republic for which it stands. One nation, liberty under God, you know, yada, yada, yada. That's what I'm saying. You are functioning under a republic, all right? Now, let me read that again. A state of government headed by a president and with powers exercised by officials elected by vote, okay? That's a republic. Just because you're going out there and voting for these officials, don't think that you're going to democracy because you're not. Now, the way they shift it around, now, this system wasn't set up by George Washington's boys. I hate to brush your bubble, but it was not set up by George Washington and the boys. It was set up by, this was set up by black folks. Continental Congress. Just they set this thing up. They wrote the Constitution, and they wrote the Bill of Rights. George Washington, they just stole it, put their name on it. Here you got, now think about it for a second. You got a guy with niggas locked in the basement, got white folks upstairs as indentured servants, right? Why would they come up with a statement talking about all men are created equal? It just don't make sense. It wasn't even in their thought process to even deal with nothing like that there, you know? You know, they're whipping white folks upstairs, kicking black folks downstairs. You know what I mean? They didn't come up with the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, none of that. The black guys that ran the country for 8 years, if you don't believe me, hey, you got Google now. You got the internet. Go Google up what system was the Continental Congress running under. Go look it up, okay? They stay away from the top because they don't want you to know that George Washington was just liars and thieves and killers and murderers, slave owners. That's what they were, okay? Now, we were talking about Republic. Okay, I want to carry it away here. I'm talking about the thing that they stole. Oh, my goodness. For a better example of what they stole, you need to tune into my brother, Matt. He talked about what they done took every week on Saturday. On this last Saturday, I was so tired. I had a couple of funerals to go to, one on Friday, one on Saturday. And then we had a family reunion, and we had a huge family birthday party. Everything was cool on those 2 days, and it kind of wore me out. So I miss Brother Mac Cheryl. So hopefully I'll be there this Saturday to hear some of that good stuff he was talking about. Now, okay, now we just went to the democracy, okay? Remember, we just went to the republic. Remember, you are under a republic. The illusion of democracy don't exist. As long as the electoral college is there, there is no democracy. President Trump in office proved that, okay? Now, let's get into a democracy. A government by the people directly or through representatives equal of rights, opportunity, and treatment. Oh, my goodness. I think I better read that again. A government by the people directly or through representatives equality of rights, opportunity, and treatment. Now, the people run the government directly. So I'm saying that's a democracy. These jokers up there making all these rules and stuff for you, it's not a democracy. Now, if you have a representative, you present the rules to the people, and your representative take your vote back to whoever's representing your the rest of the groups and stuff. And then they make a decision based on the amount of people and what they have decided on the rules and stuff. That's not what's going on today, all right? So you have to realize that you are not under democracy because they don't come to you when they start making up these crazy rules. Trump signing the record orders all over the place, undoing this, undoing that, causing all kinds of chaos and confusion. He ain't calling any of y'all. He did not call not one of you guys. He called nobody. Said, "Yo, people, what do you think I should do here?" You know what I mean? The man didn't call nobody. So you're not running government directly. The people are not running government directly. So you do not, okay, do not have a democracy. If nobody voted at all in this republic, will they be able to elect a president? Yes. They did it before when you weren't permitted to vote and the women weren't permitted to vote. The governors got together. Each one of them had a certain amount of points dealing with the Electoral College. the governor voted for the president. He was going to be president. That's how that thing went down, okay? That's what happened during the, I forget which election it was, when Bush got in. He was running, Bush, I think he was running against Al Gore. His brother was the governor, was in charge of electoral votes. And no matter what the popular vote did, his brother gave the votes to his brother. Now, who wouldn't get a vote to their brother if they was trying to run for office? You know, I mean, that's the Electoral College. So the popular vote don't really count because Hillary won the popular vote in the last election. But did she win? No, the Electoral College put Trump in office, okay? Now, hey, let's talk about the number one system. Boy, oh boy, everybody's talking about and complaining about one or two of them. We don't need both of them. We're talking about capitalism, an economic system in which the means of production and distribution are privately owned and operated for profit. That's capitalism. Boy, this is capitalism at its best here in this country. I'm going to read that again. An economic system in which the means of production and distribution are properly owned and operated for profit. Things like the capitalist system is what we raise our children on. These are pretty good things. We get our children economics, their pockets are fat, they run and everything based on a profit, based on a profit model. Corporations run the country today. They have the money to pay the politicians off, they have the money to pay the press off, they have the money to pay everybody off. And so it's in their favor. Look at Monsanto, genetically modified food. You can't find a label nowhere. People want to know if the food's genetically modified, but the label ain't on nothing because they have the money and the power to manipulate the congressional body so that they don't have to put genetically modified food on the package, so you don't know what the heck it is, you know? So they got you paying exorbitant amounts of money at some of these health food joints, you know what I mean? Because they, think about this. Now, they put all these different stuff in the food to preserve the food, right? Then when they take it out, they make you pay twice as much because they took the stuff out. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of mind-blowing the way things are going on, but that's the capitalist system, an economic system in which the means of production and distribution are privately owned, operated for property, for profit. So all your children need to learn capitalism at an early age. They need to learn what economics is, how to get economics, and how to begin doing things for profit so that they don't have to be poor all their lives and struggling all their lives, okay? Now, I'm not saying that's the total system that they should be under because there's forms of government that goes with the capitalistic mindset, right? And so some of those forms of government are what we're talking about right now, okay? Now, we have imperialism. Now, we don't get to talk too much about imperialism because I'm not sure why, but We're gonna see why in just a minute. Imperialism, an imperial state or authority, police of forming an empire and maintaining an empire as by establishing colonies. Now you see why they don't want to talk about imperialism. Let me read that again. Imperial state or authority, police of forming and a policy of forming an empire and maintaining an empire as by establishing colonies. What did British say? What did Britain say? The sun never sets on the British Empire. The colonizer. Yes, the European is the colonizer. And he's been setting up imperialism all over the planet and not telling you about it because he don't want you to figure out what the heck he's doing. Because as God, he knows who you are. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm saying as God, that they know who you are, okay? And they know who they are. And that's why when they first came into power, they had you calling them Master and Mr. So-and-so. You know what I mean? They named their store Lord and Taylor. I'm the Lord. They know who they are, and they know who you are. That's why they block what you're doing. Because if you ever get a foothold, right, a foothold is a step enemy territory. If they ever get a foothold into what they're doing, they know you can take this thing down, take this thing over, and run it 10 times better than the way they run it, because the system that they're using was developed by black folk anyway. So that's a whole other lecture. I'm getting to that right now. But we're talking about establishing our colonies and empire, all right? So you can, some of you know enough about this history to know about these empires and the colonies. America, now I'm going to say this, and those of you are going to say, oh, man, this guy got to be out of his mind. America is a British colony. No, they're not going to tell you that. They're not going to talk about it. George Washington and the boys, after he stole the information, after he stole the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and put their name on it, called the Americas, although the continent was already called the Americas from the beginning. It was a global empire, called the Americas. After he stole all that, right, and they fought for 33 years and lost to Britain. And you got to remember, these guys were British citizens. George Washington, he was a lawyer from Britain. That's what he was. And the general, the military power, come from President Hayes and them. That's a whole other history, so get into that one. But I don't want to just go too far off the topic. 33 years and lost, okay, to teach them a lesson. Now, this, you can just Google this stuff. Don't have to take Brother Elohim's word for it. Google some of this stuff. He sent the Britain sent the government troops over to burn down the White House and the government buildings, you know, before they signed the treaty. And if you read the Treaty of 1812, you can see that the United States had to pay reparations. The winner don't pay reparations, the loser does. Okay? You know what I'm saying? And if they pay reparations, they have to be. I'm just saying, some of this stuff, with the lies they teach in our children in school, is absolutely amazing. But they fought for 33 years and lost. Okay? And this has been a colony of Britain ever since. You can check the economic structure of the federal government. The federal government controls the military, and the federal government is not actual government. It's a corporation owned by Britain. Okay? You can Google this stuff, man. Look it up for yourself. All right? The banks, the Federal Reserve Bank, centralized in Britain, okay? If when we get into economics, we'll talk about why the centralized banking system and who controls it is so important, all right? Just saying. These people, they've been lying to us, telling us all kinds of crazy stuff for so long. We don't know which way is up and which way is down. We say north, we think it's south, we say south, we think it's north. The earth is round, the earth is flat. We don't know. We're arguing about whether the earth is. Now, this is 2018, okay? We arguing whether the earth is flat or round or not. Just go to show you how screwed up they got us, okay? We got telescopes and everything. Oh, boy, boy, boy. I mean, they lied about their little space travel to the moon. They lied about this, lied about that. You know, now, although they lied about going the first time, they did go. Trust me, they did go. They just didn't tell you about it. All right. I'm going to leave that one alone, too. Okay. That's a whole nother subject. But this is this man is the greatest liar on the planet. You know what I mean? Now, if you want to see just how much he lies, those of you who haven't watched Scandal, go watch the whole series, all 7 years of it. You'll see just the lioness, conniving, scheming, cheating, this rotten people on the planet. I'm talking about the 1%. I'm not talking about everybody now. So don't get it twisted. I'm not saying everybody's a liar and a cheat. I'm talking about the 1%. This is how they're maintaining their authority. This is how they're maintaining their governance, by lying, cheating, stealing, keeping information from you and your children. It's called the dumbing down process. Go on YouTube. Type it in. Dumbing down your children. They got videos and everything on how they're dumbing down your children through the school system. Remember, the 1% promised the companies workers. Because if McDonald's don't have workers, Geno's don't have workers, Rite Aid and all these people don't have workers, how are they going to function? They're trying to change that now by automating the system so that they don't need workers more, you know. This is going to be very, very, it's going to get very, very dangerous here after a while, not just for black folk, but for everybody. everybody. You follow what I'm saying? Because it's I hate to say this because some of you are going to be mad at me, but it's never been personal against blacks. I'm telling you, it's never been personal against blacks. They need slaves. They had white slaves before they had black slaves. They'll enslave anybody. In fact, right now in Russia, Google it. You can Google it. They're enslaving white Russians right now because the whole structure depends on slavery, either physical slavery or economic slavery. But they have to have slaves to keep this system running. That's how this works. Now, you don't have to believe me. Like I said, the internet is here right now for a while. Trump's been trying to get rid of net neutrality. So some of the people that are telling you what's going on is being kicked off the airwaves now. But you can't. They don't have a platform anymore because of the net neutrality thing is going by the wayside, although a judge tried to overturn it. But we'll see how that's going to go, okay? Now, okay. What did we just do? We just did the imperialism. Now, oh boy, here's the biggie. We're talking about freedom, right? Pendant or political liberty, being able to act freely, a right of privilege. Now, let's think about that last part. Being able to act freely, a right of privilege. Now, when you have privileges, you don't have freedom, see? It should have been a right or privilege. You know what I'm saying? Because your rights are guaranteed you by source, or what you call God. That's where your rights come from. Privilege is something that's granted to you by the people who are controlling your lives, right? When you get a driver's license, that's for privilege, right? Because you actually, according to the Constitution, you have the right to travel. You don't need a driver's license. They're breaking the law by forcing you to get a driver's license. I'm telling you, they're actually breaking the constitutional law. You have a right to travel, just like when you ride a bike. You know what I mean? Because they put a machine on it. All of a sudden, you got to have their permission to drive it. Something's wrong with that picture, okay? So I'm just dealing with just briefly, because that's a whole another story, dealing with the right, what is a right, what is a privilege, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you, the only time you actually need a driver's license is when you're operating a vehicle to make money, like a taxi cab driver, a bus driver. They need licenses, all right? You don't. You don't actually need a license. So when they pull you over, right, and make a citizen's arrest, because that's what they're doing, they do not have the authority, no other authority to arrest you other than a citizen's arrest. You can turn around and lock them up for locking you up. But there's a big difference. They got backup and lots of weapons. And you sitting there, well, I ain't going to say that, but you're sitting there with nothing at all, you know, with you holding in your hand. Ain't no weapon, ain't no gun, okay? It's like that. The old timers know what I'm talking about. But you have to, I'm just telling you, these people are operating against the law. They're breaking the Constitution, they're shredding the Constitution like confetti, right? And since you don't know the rules of the land, you don't know what's going on, you're in trouble, all right? You're in trouble. The people who making the rules, every time you get ahead, what do? They change the rules on you. So you got to get in there as a congressman, as a alderman or whatever. Get in there any way you can, you know. But the first thing you have to do, okay, you have to begin raising your children under some type of political system. We mentioned all political systems. You need to pick one that you like. If you like the king and queen system, then raise your children up as princes and princesses, if that's what you like, all right? If you like a dictatorship, then be the head of the house, become the dictator, matriarch, patriarch, anarchist, whatever one you like. I don't care which one you like, but pick one and raise your family up under that one and tell them about the other one. So they know the difference between the one they're being raised under and the other ones, so they're going to get old enough and get tired of the one that you like, and they like something different, they can switch up. They can a little different if they want to. But you need to bring them into the fold. You need to tell them, teach them what's going on. Think about everybody that's on the line. Those that are on the line, I don't think they're on the line. appreciate it. Let me know I'm not here by myself. But those that are on the line, what I'd like for you to do right now is take a minute to think about what political system was you raised under. 99.9% of you are going to say none. This is why position is kicking your butt, because their children understand the political process and you don't. They understand when they have these little town hall meetings, it's mostly white folks sitting in there, because they understand that this is their government and they have to step up and run it. And they have to step up and let these politicians know, yo, this is not what's up. And they will collectively get together and kick those guys out of office. And those politicians know that. So if enough people complain, they will, even Trump, crazy as he is, but if enough people complain about what Trump is doing, he will change up. They will listen, because you have the right to vote. Now, the presidency, that's something different. All right, we think about, well, I ain't going to vote because my vote don't count. That's only for the president. Only for the president. You got it twisted. Okay? Your vote counts when it comes to senators, congressmen, aldermen, district people, and all that. Your vote do count. When it comes down to them judges who are giving us hard sentences, you need to check the history of what these judges are doing and how they've been handing out the sentences. And when it come, when they come up to vote, them judges out of office. So you got to really get into how this system works. Okay, you don't get a chance to vote for the president. Big deal. But you get to vote for the things that control the president. That's important. That's what happened to Obama. Once you got Obama, they said, oh, man, we good to go now. We got a black guy in office and everything is great. But they voted on the people to control Obama. And he couldn't hardly get nothing done. See, on that fight, you see what he looked like when he got it off. Boy, he looked, when he looked all young and chipper, like a little young boy when he went in there, came out looking like a dried up old man because they wore him out. He didn't have your support because you don't know how government works. Okay, I don't want over my time. Sorry about that. What I like to do at this particular point is well, you know that the mics are open. I meant to tell you when I started talking like this, I opened up the mics early. but if you want to talk, if you got something to say, just press one, and I open your mic up so that you can get in. Okay, and. There's one more thing I want to do, but I'll wait, and we'll deal with that at another time, okay? Hold on, let me get the okay. Let me get my advertising going here. I like to just give out a few shout outs to the people who are on the air, and we got some calls coming in. Okay, I'm going to open your mics up right now, but I just want to do the commercial first, okay? So just hold on for a second. We got the Elohim Speak Show. That's my show, which is on every Sunday from 8 to 9, okay? And we talk about everything. But the main topic, when we get into some type of political, health, economics, and social stuff like that there, but we go into different ways of going about that, okay? Now, the calling number for my show is 5. I got the wrong number down there. It's 516. Where is it 561 from? I put it on the airway 561. Unbelievable. It's 516-453-9230. That's the number to call in for the show, okay? And if you want to get on the air, just press 1. Got a couple ones up here now. I'll get you in a second. And that's how you let me know that you're on the air and you want something to say, okay? Now, we also have Sister Heather's show comes up from Tuesday to Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., 927-889-8059. You know, she keeps it real. I like her. She talks good talk, okay? She calls herself our queen, Sister Heather, all right? So if you get a chance, Tuesday through Friday, listen in and see what she has to say. We have a spoken word with Brother Will.i.am's sister. She's on YouTube, so you go on YouTube, type in Spoken Word, she'll come up, and all the information she has under the Spoken Word title, if you can find out what she's talking about, okay? And I just want to inform you that we will be having a new news show coming up soon. the News Hour, the UNIA News Hour. So if you listen to time and date, we'll let you know just as soon as I get more information about when and how they want to do that. They're getting their talking points and protocols together right now. Then they got Frankie that comes on. He talks about goal. He has a goal system. I'm still learning the system right now, but from what I'm getting so far, it seems like a pretty good system. His number is 267-319-8384, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to go to the first one to call in. I got 8384, all right? So I'm going to go to 8384 right quick. Now, remember, keep your comments brief because there's other people that want to get in as well, okay? So 8384, your mic is open. Do you have a question or comment or something to say about what's going on? I think I just read that number. That's right. Yes, sir. 8384, your mic is open. Okay, I'm going to leave his mic open. He can jump in a little later on. I'm going to go down to Brother Mike.
I'm open. I'm open there. You know what? What some of the original people this country said, the people without a knowledge of their history are like the wind and the buffalo grass. And I don't know if you ever seen the wind and the buffalo grass, but it's all over the place, going in all directions. And that's where we are now. You know, as far as the...
Could you speak up just a little bit? I'm having trouble hearing you. If it's me, I'll put
it in. What about now?
Yeah,
is that better?
Better now. Yes, sir. Yeah, I hear you good now. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so what we're going through now, you know, Winston Churchill said... capitalism is the unfair distribution of wealth, and socialism is the fair distribution of misery. And, you know, as far as the elections are concerned and how that went down, we really don't know the history of it. The last black slave in the 1800s in Congress, He laid out a plan and how we can democratize this electoral college. He laid it out. And we are not following that plan today. And we don't even realize that not only did Hillary, the Democrats, win the popular votes by a big margin, they won the electoral vote by a big margin, a big enough margin that it would not have to go to the Senate. And that was because there was proportionate available in the electoral process. Ed Randell was running around begging for the Democrats in November not to vote for Hillary, because he thought they were going to use that process. The Secretary of State that was under the governor now was his Secretary of State, and he had been informed that the electors that were elected, all elects, it was almost a 50% split in Pennsylvania. So that meant that 10 of those electors from Pennsylvania should have been able to vote, and there were 11 other states that had that process. And if they had done it democratically in the way it was supposed to have been done, Trump would not be the president, and we are not even taking up that fight that the last black slave who was a senator in Congress came up with that solution. That's what we are here for, to keep this country straight. They're having this thing about the flag now, and nobody knew a damn thing about the song until Kilpatrick took a knee. And they all went to Google, and now everybody's talking about how it's against democracy. But what they don't know that at that time there were no, all the blacks were slaves, and that there were the only blacks that fought for democracy and freedom from Britain were Haitians. They were recruited down in Savannah, Georgia, because they were kicking hell, and actually a Frenchman actually recruited these Haitians to fight against the British. And the only other blacks that were in that fight were the blacks that joined the British to fight for their freedom. And that's what we don't know. And he got professors at Temple University talking about they taught on the electoral process. If they'd have taught on the electoral process, they'd get fired, because they would have to tell these people that the governor, that Bob Casey, who everybody's begging to vote for, denied the vote to the black people. It was the Democrats that rather go white than go right. Trump, evil trumps all in what's going on, and white superiority trumps all. And that's what's going on, and we're not even taking on the fight. Valentine Cato, who died for the civil right to vote, an Irishman walked up and shot him in the chest, and nothing happened to this guy.
I'm going to bring on another caller, and I'm giving you a chance to acquire some goals.
And the first goal he acquired was in Madagascar, and that's that island right off the coast of Africa, and it's part of Africa, and they don't even want to admit that. So.
I'm going to bring on another caller, and then I'm going to bring you back in, okay, and give you more time to talk about about what you're doing and what you're offering to the people. 1927, your mic is open. You want to take a few minutes to talk about
Brother Elohim, I have a question regarding your contention that the United States is a British colony, and that we lost the Revolutionary War. I don't understand that, because it goes against what we have been taught, that we won, and then you point out that we had to pay, well, let's say the United States had to pay reparations to Britain. And that usually reparations are paid by the loser, and so could you expound on that, make it a little more clear as to what happened that we could claim to have won the war, and yet we're paying reparations to Britain for having lost.
Well, it's quite a history, and it'll take more time than we have to actually go through that. But what I would suggest, everybody on the line, based on the question that you asked, I think more than you are asking the same question, that you have to go and read the treaty of 1812. Read that treaty. And in that treaty, it's outlined. That's why we don't have a king and queen in this country today, because it's forbidden in the treaty for us to have a king and a queen. They are forbidden certain things for us to have because of the treaty of 1812. And since we lost, they try to break it up into two battles. Like we fought and we won. Then we had another battle in 1812 where we fought and we lost, but that's not what happened. It was one continuous fight for 33 years, and George Washington and the crew lost. They hooked up with the French. And when Napoleon went after the Haitians and under I forget the brother's name, Mr. Shane, he defeated Napoleon's army. and that caused them to lose the hemorrhaging money. That's what the Louisiana Purchase and all that stuff was about, because Napoleon was hemorrhaging money, and they needed some money because they were losing the war, going into Russia and all that. But read the treaty. Everybody that's on the line, I suggest you read the Treaty of 1812, and it will outline what they had to do because they lost, not because they won. And Google who burned down the White House. And it will tell you that Britain took the troops over, burned down the White House, and all the government buildings to teach George Washington their citizens a lesson. Go ahead, Brother Mac.
Yes, sir.
And you want to give us a tidbit about your show on Saturday?
Oh, well, Brother Elohim, we can come back to it. Thank you. You shed some light, but you've also raised more questions. But let's go on to the other callers, and if it's time, I can tell your listeners about my show.
Okay. Well, we have 1886. I think your mic is open. It seems like your hand is up. Do you have a comment or statement? 1886, caller 1886. Okay. So I guess that was a false flag. Okay. Okay, let me shut the book down because you don't have a comment or something. But I'll leave your mic open in case you want to jump in. And Brother Frank, I cut you off while you were talking about your goal. So let's, a couple of hands went down. So I guess they were asking the same question that you were asking. Everybody clear on what was going on. So Brother Frank, you want to just talk a minute about your goal and the system that you're offering? And then we go back to Mike and he can tell us more about his
I did have something to say. Can you hear me all right now?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good.
Yeah, you know, on paying reparations, that's just the European taking care of themselves. We, the Haitians, like I say, the Haitians, they kicked the French butt kicking out. But the Haitians were fighting with the Union against the British. And that was their training ground for kicking, for beating the troops. As a matter of fact, the drummer boy that fought with the Haitians came to be the prince of the king, came to be the king of Haiti. He was the drummer boy that fought with the Union in Savannah, Georgia, against the British. Now the Haitians have to pay the French back for taking the land. And the same thing happened with the slaves. The United States, Lincoln didn't come up with it, but the bill was passed when Lincoln was president to pay the ex-slave owners $300 per slave, and they paid the slaves $100. Now it should have been the other way around. The slave owners should have been $100, and the slaves should have been paid $300. But that's Whitey taking care of himself, just like Gore through the election, because it would admit that blacks selected the president. And rather than do that, in face of that, he let Bush go ahead and have the presidency. So that's what was going on with that. Yeah, that is crazy. And they're still paying money to the French. And like I say, it should have been the other way around. If the slave owners didn't like this country, didn't like slavery, they should have been given $100 That's why they said they gave the slaves $100 so they could go to Africa or leave the country. It should have been the other way around. The slaveholders should have been paid $100 so they can leave the country and go back where the hell they ever wanted to go. Yeah, you know?
I agree to 100% because the country, the land actually belonged to the slaves. And, you know, you can pay, you get to pay the slaves as much as you want. They weren't going back to Africa because this was their home. The land was already there because they were here when these people got here, you know, which is something Matt points out every week on his show. But, you know, this just shows you the level of injustice. We only got about we got about 5 more minutes here. So I'm going to revert back to Brother Mac before we go off the air and let him give the tidbits about his show. We only got about 4 minutes, so we have to keep it kind of brief, Mac. And,
all right, Brother Elohim. All right, Brother Elohim, thank you. All right, I'll do if, my show is Legacy of a Nation, and I'm Brother Mac, and my co-host is Sun752. And we're on every Saturday from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. for an hour. And our mission is to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community. And we refer to ourselves as being the Aboriginal community in that we contend that we are Aborigines, we are natives, we are indigenous to the lands of the Americas. That includes North America, Central America, South America, and all of the Caribbean islands. We were here when the Europeans came in 1492, and they made war on us and enslaved us by way of our ancestry. They enslaved our ancestors, and then they did bring some from Africa, but they enslaved them as well, but they enslaved those of us who were already here. And they told us that we all came from Africa, and that is the theme that runs through our through all of our shows. But we talk on four main topics.
We got about 2 minutes left, and I have to make one more point. So you can give us a call-in number and let them know, you know, what time they're going to be on and how to reach you. Like,
all right, my call-in number. Every Saturday from 6 to 7 is 319-527-1966. Yes.
You get like me out there, huh? Okay, yeah. Say that again.
6199. I'm sorry. 319-527-6199. All right, thank you, Brother Elohim.
You're quite welcome, and I'm sorry, Brother. We only got about 2 minutes left, and I want to make out on a point, but I want to mention that he does have a system based on gold, and I think it's a pretty good system. If you want to learn more about it, give Frank a call at 215-391-8384. Okay. That's Brother Frank dealing with the goal system and the process that he's doing. Now, we have one more explanation that was put down by me. It's explanation of freedom. It's the ability of the people to control government production of food, clothing, shelter, and security. I don't care what you're doing out there. If I don't care who you're buying and what you're buying it from. If you as a group, you as a group are not in the process of producing what you're selling to each other, okay, you will never gain your freedom. You have to produce the product. Mm-hmm. Everybody, when they open up these stores, and you look at the shelves, how packed they are. And when you go into the store, you got black people all running the store and everything else, but the money don't stay in the neighborhood because the black people haven't produced none of the products. So as soon as you go in and buy a product, those black people that are running the store have to go right back to whoever produced the product to buy more products. So the money don't stay in your neighborhood. The reason why the money stays in the Spanish neighborhood so much is that they're producing their own products. Okay, they got a section of the supermarket that's theirs. Boyer. They got a section of the supermarket for Jamaicans and for this, for Chinese and everybody else. But they don't have one section and none of the supermarkets for you. but you're not producing something. Okay, so we're off in about 5 seconds. So I want to thank everybody for calling in. I appreciate you and those that are, have something to say and expound with it. Thank you very much. And we will talk to you again next time. And remember, love is the act that makes others feel good.